Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad that you've chose to join us today. And I'm joined today by my good friend, the co-founder of speakerspathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. And Dandy Don, I understand you guys got some complimentary gifts over there. Is that correct?
Oh, we absolutely do on speakerspathway.com. It's, you know, if you use video to grow your brand, grow your business, if you have a business, one of our special gifts when you go to speakerspathway.com is an audit by our executive training director, Koji Somali. He will audit your online videos across your social media platforms. So, you know, Jim and I have known Koji for quite some time, and he's very, very good at composition, creating great videos for people and their business, teaching people how to make great videos using their cell phones. And but he will actually do an audit of all of your video resources. Is that powerful or what?
It really is, because we know Koji and he'll do it for free. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're just so blessed to have this type of show that we are presenting to you today. And we have been presenting to you. Last week, for example, we had Mr. Jeff Fagan on the show. And Jeff, oh my goodness gracious, he was delivered a ton of great information on our show. And we did not know, Dandy, that he actually knew Ira Rosen, who was on the show the week before that. And Ira, he's an expert on LinkedIn and how to build a business online with using LinkedIn. And him and Jeff are just, there's like two peas in a pod, aren't they?
Absolutely. And they shared such great information. Ira shared about how to fill your calendar and the criticality of filling your calendar and closing. You know, he said, if you do nothing but fill your calendar and close, and that's what he's an expert in. So he gave us some fantastic information. And same with Jeff. Jeff, who's been in the training business for decades, he just gave us such great information about how they effectively were able to train thousands of people in their live events. It was absolutely fantastic to have both of them on the show.
It truly was. And, you know, these guests like that make us look real good. And we're certainly appreciative of them sharing their wisdom and knowledge and all the information they can that really helped not only me and Don, but also folks like you. You know, if you're like me and Don, just average guys, you know, just trying to learn and get by. And we stepped up to the plate today. We got a two-time Olympian with us today. Oh, my goodness gracious. This young lady, I've known her. I met her back at the Pathway for Vets event in Colorado Springs. And I'll tell you right now, there was just one word that came to my mind after I met her, and that's impressive. Dandy Don, would you be so kind as to introduce Coach Wynn, please?
Absolutely. It's an absolute pleasure to have Sherry on this show. She and I actually have in common quite a bit, except for I've never been an Olympian, but I've been an athlete my whole life. And so, you know, you can imagine I look up to Olympians like crazy because I know how much dedication, I know how hard that is. And we also are both very into studying leadership. And obviously, we both love to speak. So I want to introduce and really, really welcome you, Sherry, to our show. I'm so excited to have you on.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be with you guys. I think I told you several times, both of you, how much I love who you are, your authenticity, your genuineness, the way that you come across. Not just, you're not fake, you're not false. It's not about just, you know, profit. It's about really changing lives. And so from that aspect, I am so honored to be a part of, you know, Speakers Pathway Coalition and just to know both of you. So thank you for, you know, having me as a guest.
Well, thank you for those very kind words. You know, Sherry, I was looking at some of the information that you had there. You're an author of 5 books, and you were going to talk to us. The theme of your show is Unleash the Winner Within You. Oh, my goodness gracious. I guess I could use some of that. I don't know about – I think Daddy Don's got that that one there on his under his belt, but I need to unleash the winner within you. Would you be kind enough to share a little bit about your show theme there, please?
Absolutely. You know, what I've discovered, even as a young athlete, that the internal dialogue that was going on in my head was more important, actually, than all the practices I did. So if I practiced in the gym over and over again and did something thousands of times, even though there was a confidence to that level, when I got on the court, if there was this internal dialogue saying something like, oh, I can't play against somebody that's faster than me, or somebody can jump higher than me, or whatever, then all those thousands of hours were negated, of training were negated. So, and as I became an Olympian, I noticed the same thoughts. And as I became a basketball coach, I obviously noted how many of my players who had phenomenal ability but could not compete because of the internal dialogue that was going on. And this is true not only in athletics, but it's true in whatever you're trying to do, whether it's business or you're trying to, you know, enhance your sales, or you're trying to create a better relationship with somebody. It's the internal dialogue that is the one factor that's stopping you from really being the best that you can be.
That's really amazing, isn't it, Dandy? I mean, my goodness. I've seen her in action, and, you know, being the author of 5 books and all, I mean, you know, she's really, you know, Coach Wynn has really touched a lot of people, a lot of people's lives, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, being a basketball coach, you affect a lot of people, Sherry, in your life. I know some of the most critical mentors I've ever had in my life have been my sports coaches. So, you know, sports teaches us so many incredible things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the opportunity. And the way that I saw it, too, was as a basketball coach, when I coached for 23 years at the college level, was as an opportunity really to help young people, not just for those 4 years that they were playing, because those skills probably they were never, ever going to use again, but it's really for all the years after that. So what kind of life skills could they receive from actually participating? And it's not something you can get through osmosis. You know, I love it when people say, oh, when you play athletics, you get this, this, and this. You get leadership skills, you get followership skills, you get discipline, you get self-responsibility, you get – and all that's wonderful, but you don't just get it by playing. I mean, you have to be taught it, you know, as in everything. I mean, it's you have to be taught in creating the world that you want. It's not the world just happens to you. You create the world that you want. And learning how to do that, so many people let their thoughts think them instead of them thinking their thoughts and being deliberate in their thinking to create the world that they want, which is exactly what I did as a college basketball coach. It's also what I'm doing right now in terms of helping people in companies and organizations really set their sights on, you know, the winning leadership model.
I really like that, because you're talking there and I was looking at your notes there that you sent us, you know, for information. And you talked about the separator gap, how to separate yourself from doing the things that normal people do. And when I read the comment here about you must be willing to do what other people will not do, it reminded me of the old comment that I will do today what others will not do so I can do tomorrow what others cannot do. I like that. How about you, Dandy?
I love that, and I love this thought about you have to be willing to do what others won't do. I remember when I was a college runner, I used to, you know, it'd be snowing in Rochester, New York, and I'd have to go out. It'd be awful weather, it'd be cold and nasty, and I would think, you know, back then one of my heroes was Frank Shorter, and I would think, well, what would Frank do? You know, Frank would get out there, right? He would do what others wouldn't do, and most of the time I actually went out and ran.
Most of the time,
it actually was enough to get me out the door. But you probably see that too, Sherry, in your players and the people that you work with in leadership, that some people just they're not in the right mindset to be able to actually do that.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's the thing about, you know, when I talk about the win philosophy, the W stands for widen the separator gap. And most people just want to do the givens. And so it's a given that you go to your job, you go to your job on time, you do the things you're supposed to do, you do them in a satisfactory manner. All those are givens. I mean, that's what the normal person does. That's what the average person does. But if you want to be a separator, you have to be willing to do the things that nobody else is willing to do. And so as a leader, to me, that means the ability to continue to learn and grow. You never stop growing. Then you always search for that next level of growth. And how can you attain more awareness? And how can you attain more personal growth? Because you can't give what you don't have. So it's all that ability to do that. And so many people get to a level that they think is enough, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you know, well, I went to college, I have a degree, that's enough. Or I'm 55 years old, that's enough. Or I've been working here for 23 years, that's enough. And that's the moment they stop. And that's when that gap is all of a sudden, you know, it just closes. And so now you're just doing the average and you're expecting something great. Well, the great's not going to happen.
You're exactly right, because in my lifetime, I've looked at a lot of people and known a lot of people. And, you know, they get to a certain age, they think, well, it's time for me to go out to pasture. And I'm 71 years of age. And people ask me, says, Jim, when are you going to retire? I said, simple, day before I die, because I enjoy what I do. And ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy what you do, you have a passion. That is half the battle in my mind, because that gives you the, like Don, you know, he loved to run, even though it's a toss up between, you know, do I go out and run this snowy weather or do I have a cup of hot chocolate here? Now help me out here.
With a donut.
Ooh, we talking. Oh, we're talking big time now, folks. That's like arm wrestling me down that to the floor. I mean, I'll just fall over automatically for a donut and hot coffee over a hot chocolate. But it's really something, you know, we got about, oh, maybe 45 seconds left before we go to first commercial break. But I just want to share with you that it's all about, you know, how you look at yourself and how you value yourself. And most importantly, the real question is, what do you have to offer others? Mm-hmm. And the happiest people on earth are the ones that give. And they use their talents, their knowledge, their wisdom, their education, their everything, because that's who they are. We're going to talk about identity, and I am, when we come right back after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
You ever wonder how reindeer survive the severe cold? Well, they snuzzle around for some moss to eat. Moss contains a special chemical that helps keep their body fluids warm. And they're going to have to keep warm if they're going to pull Santa's sleigh every year. Santa's sleigh was originally called a winged doodle. Both male and female reindeer grow antlers, but male reindeer drop their antlers at the beginning of winter. I can't help but wonder why Santa's reindeer from Rudolph to Blitzen had male names. Since they had antlers, they would have had to be female. We women should have known only females would be able to drag a hefty man outfitted in a red velvet suit, originally called a hoopin' daddy, all around the world in one night and not get lost. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your future is now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And during the first part of the show, I mentioned to Danny Don that we've got complimentary gifts, and he talked about Koji Somaldi and being able to do audits for your videos. But also, we got other gifts there at speakerspathway.com, don't we, Don?
We do. And, you know, Jim and I actually have one of our executive training directors, Bill Heinrich, as our coach when we're looking at, you know, what is our strategy and, you know, where we need to take things and how do we handle certain situations. We turn to Bill because Bill has a way of just giving you clarity. And so Bill is offering some law of attraction resources. Bill is a master of the law of attraction. And so he has a resource set that you can go to speakerspathway.com, go to our homepage, just click on your complimentary gifts, and you can get that from Bill. Really valuable stuff.
It really is. And by the way, folks, you may want to make a note that Bill Heinrich's going to be our guest next week, too. That's how valuable he is. But we're visiting today with Coach Sherry Wynn, the two-time Olympian. And we were just coming up to where she was going to talk about that. She talked about the WIN philosophy, W-I-N, and widen the separator gap. We talked about that before the commercial break, how you're willing to do what others won't do, so you'll be able to do what others can't do. That's my country English way of saying it. But also, Dandy Don, she was going to talk about identity, who we are. I mean, I am. I want to hear about that. How about you?
Absolutely. So lay it on us, Sherry.
Well, the I in the WIN philosophy is identify the two most powerful words in the universe, which are the words I am, because whatever you say after those words becomes your truth. And so, you know, what I've discovered is most people don't even listen to their internal dialogue. They don't have any idea of the words that they're saying, because whatever words you're speaking are becoming you. It's just not you're saying them, but what you're speaking actually becomes you. Mm. And what I've discovered is that most people say a lot of negative language. In fact, 80% of our language is negative. Our internal language is negative. Instead of saying, you know, I am amazing, or I'm great, or I am, the next best speaker in the world, or I am whatever, we say things like, I'm stupid, I'm not enough, I'm unworthy, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm not. This is the kind of things that we say in our mind. Mm-hmm. And yet we want a different result on the external side. Well, your internal language must match the things that you want externally. And if you fail to match those two, your external dreams and hopes, wishes, and goals will not show up. And that's what I'm talking about. The two most powerful words in the universe are the words I am. And whatever you say after those words becomes your truth.
That's simply amazing. I love the way you explain that, because it's so easy for us to think in the negative world. And I remember one time many years ago when I was in school, teacher we had, he was talking about, you know, our attitude and the way we looked at others. And he says, he took us outside. My dog is barking. Go ahead.
So as you were saying that, Sherry, it was making me think about how we all think it's just us. You know, we all think that we're the only ones with those thoughts, but it's very common, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so common that people aren't aware. I mean, one of the things that's amazing to me, Don, is that 85% of the population is not self-aware. Only 15% of the population is self-aware. So 85% of the population go around with all these thoughts in their head, not even aware that they're happening. They don't even know that they're saying them. And so they have no opportunity to shift them and to create a better life for themselves. And it doesn't matter what that life looks like. Do you want to become a better leader? Is it you want to have a better relationship? Would you like to have more money in your life? Whatever those thoughts are directly affecting your outcomes. And so, you know, if you start with 85% of the population is not self-aware, that leaves a lot of people on this planet who are saying a lot of negative language and expecting better outcomes.
It's almost everybody, right? And I think maybe the first part of that awareness is recognizing that it's not just you, that really almost everybody has these things, right? It's some kind of a, I don't know exactly the reason, but I think it's something to protect us, right? I think that's our subconscious is trying to protect us, and we're always on the lookout for the worst that could happen, right?
Absolutely. I was just speaking to one of my coaching clients yesterday, and we're talking about that, about why she, you know, she had this story, a belief system that she needed to control outcomes, right? And I said, well, how's that working out for you? Well, not very well. Right? Not very well. But it's a story we tell ourselves, you know, we tell ourselves that we can protect ourselves, that we somehow, mm-hmm. by controlling our environment, we're protecting, you know, ourselves from getting injured. And really the only way that you can find safety is in a belief system that says something like this: I'm enough, I'm worthy, I'm love. And you follow that path because whatever you, you know, when you follow that path, then all other things are not going to hurt you. If you know you're worthy and something happens to you, you're still worthy. If you know that you're loved and something happens to you, you know you're still loved. And you're following in that pathway. And that's a different way to look at life rather than this happened, so now I'm not good enough. This happened to me, so now I'm in love, I'm loved, I'm betrayed, I'm abandoned. And so it's just that whole mindset shift of really discovering the power of emotions and the power of thoughts, which are deeply tied together.
It's amazing because I came back in. We had the UPS guy come to the door, and my dog got all excited about him, so I apologize for that. But as I was listening in there, and like I was going to say before, if it's okay if I add this, what the teacher was going to teach us, you know, took us out and says, okay, pick out somebody in public, say something funny about them. That was easy. Then pick that same person and say something positive about them. And that was really hard. And you're exactly right, because when you think about yourself, it's very easy for us to look at the negative side and draw from that and let that control us. And I really like what you said there earlier, you know, about how we got to think of ourselves as being worthy. And I just like to close with this and let you guys pick back up where you left off that, so I don't, you know, break the theme of the show. But it's just kind of like if you're going down the road in your car and someone blows their horn at you or, you know, points up in the air at you, it has nothing to do with you. That person is just, you know, for whatever reason is that way. And, you know, so many times we let that rule our life for a little bit, maybe upset us or destroy our positive attitude. And that's something we need to guard against. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's one of the things that I teach. And when I'm talking to leaders, I'm just always amazed that, to me, the best leader is always going to be the person who's done a lot of self-work. Because at that level, you have totally different conversations, both with yourself and with other people. Mm-hmm. And once you understand that we have a tendency to haul our past forward, and that past affects everything that we do unless we are attentive to it, right? So if that failure that happens 30 years ago is still dominating every conversation and every action that you take, there's no possibility to move forward. Mm-hmm. And so many times every conversation is laced with that old script, that old story that denies us the possibility for moving forward.
Oh, yeah. You know, and Dandy Don, we've seen people that they get down on themselves and they kind of like beat themselves up and just, you know, trying to get them to break that way of thinking. That's kind of hard, isn't it, Don?
It's hard for all of us. You mm-hmm. know, it's funny, you know, I coach people and you do some coaching, Jim, Sherry do some coaching. But yet we all need coaches.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yes.
Because you can't see, you've got the blinders on your own business. Right. It's actually pretty it's really interesting to coach someone, and you can pretty quickly cut right to where their issue is a lot of times, because mm-hmm. you can see it and they're blind to it. But then they can turn around and coach someone else. Right. It's just we're so close to our stuff. You must see that, Sherry, when you work with leaders.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was just working with a leader the other day from a huge company that had, you know, $1 billion in sales. And it's so interesting to hear her talk about, you know, she was a VP, and to hear her talk about, you know, the struggle she was having with her team and why she couldn't seem to get her team in the right way. And really, I was like, okay, you know, let's take a step back. Let's not talk about your team. Let's talk about your approach to the team. And, you know, and she's a very aware person. I'm very, very self-aware. And as we talked about her approach, she all of a sudden, I mean, it just like, oh my gosh, like I've been saying this the wrong way. I've been doing this the wrong way. My tone of voice, the message I'm sending behind it. And I'm like, yes. And so that moment, it was really incredible because she left the conversation. She calls me back a week later. She goes, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what happened to the team. Like we've been having the struggles and all of a sudden we just came together and, you know, the culture's changed immediately. And now all of a sudden, you know, we're actually doubling our production. It's crazy. And it was me. And I didn't even see it. And I think that's the point of it, right? Is that you're so close to it, you can't see it. And yet if you're willing, like this young lady was willing to look at herself and willing to make the change, incredible, incredible things can happen almost immediately.
That's really something. I really like the way you say that. And of course, Don and I, he mentioned about we all need coaching. And of course, we right away, the person we go to, one of the people we go to is Bill Heinrich. And that's very critical for all of us to understand, appreciate, because like Sherry was saying, a lot of times we can't see the forest because we're staring at the trees, as the old saying goes. And sometimes it's good for us to take a step back and let someone examine us and give us some good feedback. Don, I know you love feedback because you've said that many times. I've heard you.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get anywhere without feedback. People don't develop without feedback. But it can be difficult to look at yourself, right? It can be difficult and scary to be vulnerable enough to admit that you need help, right? And so I think that's probably another, you were talking about awareness earlier, Sherry, that having somebody willing to be vulnerable enough to reach out is that's a good first step.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And that's the, you know, I think that vulnerability is tied with courage. And we think of vulnerability as weakness sometimes, but it's absolutely necessary for courage.
It really is because that, you know, the biggest thing that we all have to deal with is our egos. Now, I know that me and Don don't have an ego, them other people do, but you know, but that's something that's, you know, it's kind of a hard pill to swallow sometimes, you know, and we joke about it. But, you know, your ego is your worst enemy. I know a guy that he's a good friend of mine, and he could be worth several millions of dollars right now, but he's his own worst enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Congratulations on being the proud owner of an adorable, soft, cuddly, sweet-smelling, smiling, cooing, hungry, tired, gassy, screaming little bundle of joy. So now what? Where's the owner's manual for this thing? Where are my instructions? Right here. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on toginet.com. Infant care specialist Blythe Lipman has worked with babies for over 20 years and works extensively with new parents, providing workshops, in-home visits, tips, and daily phone calls to ease those frazzled nerves. With Baby and Toddler Instructions, you can get the advice you need on how to survive and enjoy your baby's first year. For more information on Blythe and how she can help you, go to babyinstructions.com. from 32 ways to stop a baby from crying to 14 ways to get a baby to eat and so much more. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on TogiNet.com.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Our show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And with me today, I have the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. And Dandy Don, you got a whole bunch of good complimentary gifts there. Could you share one with them? How does someone get those gifts?
Go to SpeakersPathway.com. Just go to our homepage, right smack in the middle. You just click on the big button that says, get your complimentary gifts. And you'll see Koji's video audit. You'll see Bill's Law of Attraction resources. And then you'll see Dr. Sony Jackson has information about how to analyze the content that you have on your website that you make available to people, looking at the content, because not all content is working these days. I mean, it used to be, you know, just put out content and people would consume it. Now the content has to have certain characteristics, and she has some tips and guidelines on what that needs to be. So go to speakerspathway.com and just click on the big old button in the middle.
Thank you there, Dandy. In fact, we've had all of those executive training directors on the show. So if you like what they're offering, you can go to the website here at toginet.com, and you can download their particular show, or you can find them on iTunes. Just go to, you know, the homepage there and click on our host and scroll all the way down to my picture or Don's picture. Click on it, and you'll see the iTunes Apple icon there, and just do a right click on it and open a new tab, and you'll see all the shows listed there. So therefore, you can listen to your favorite executive training director. We're also joined today with two-time Olympian, Coach Sherry Wynn. Very impressed with her, and she's going to be talking a little bit of how to navigate our way down the pathway to success. I like that. That's some of my words I added. But Coach Wynn, how can I navigate myself to success? Would you explain that to me and share it with others?
Well, this is part of the WIN philosophy, the W-I-N philosophy, which has helped me become a two-time Olympian and national championship basketball coach, and now an award-winning speaker and author. So it's the same one that you can use to, you know, gravitate towards success yourself. The N stands for navigate success, which is, you know, what I've discovered. Most people say things like, well, you know, I wasn't born with the right DNA. I wasn't born with the right place at the right time. You don't understand how difficult it was for me growing up. It was so hard. And then, you know, they have all these reasons why they can't get to what they want. And those reasons are not allowing them to move forward. And the truth is, you navigate your success. It's not something that you just step into, that you have to really work at how do I get there? In what ways am I going to take responsibility? And the first step in navigating success is taking 100% responsibility for who you are and where you're at. Because once you take responsibility for that, once you step into that responsibility, you now have the opportunity to change it. If you stand in that space and you use all your reasons, also called excuses, why you can't get what you want, you're going to be right. And you don't have any power over those. But once you step into responsibility, now you have the power to change and to alter and to move forward to your desire.
I like the way you put that, because as you were saying that, it's you're focusing, getting people to focus their mind off quit being a victim and being a victor. And that reminds me of something that, Don, that you talk a lot about, how to you start with the end result in mind. And if someone wants to be, you know, stop being a victim and using all their reasons or excuses, they need to start with that end result in mind, wouldn't they, sir?
Yes, they do. I mean, as Sherry, as you're sharing with us, it reminds me of the book that changed my life, Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. I read that in my 20s when I was a young engineer, and it totally opened my eyes. And one of the main things that they talk about is beginning with the end in mind. But right behind that is that I've got all these things I have no control of, many things I have absolutely no control over. And if I focus there, I get nowhere. But if I can identify the things I have absolute control over, which are my thoughts and my actions every single day, that's the road to success. So I'm just reminiscing about what that meant to me in my life, Sherry.
Absolutely. And it's such a most powerful belief to step into, right? It's the most powerful belief you can step into, because then you have control and you're no longer a victim. And a victim is anybody who blames outside events, circumstances, or other people for why they are who they are. So if you're a victim, that's what you're doing. It's really, it's easy to step into it. I do it almost daily, and then I remind myself, oh my gosh, I'm stepping into victimhood. I need to get out of it so that I can change what's going on in my life. As long as I stand in that space, I can't change it. And then you have a reason for why you're not successful, but you're not changing the outcome and getting to the success that you desire.
I really like that. I'm looking here at your notes, Sherry, and I love what you wrote here about depression. It is a response to not having the tools to deal with life's changes. And that can really body slam a person, can it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and so many people aren't taught any tools. And so one of the things I do is actually help people and leaders develop the tools that they need to adapt to the challenges that hit them. You know, so many times you're thinking that it's the business that is preventing them. It's like something on the outside. It's that, you know, people don't like this, or it's not marketable. And a lot of times that could be true, but most of the time it's that internal dialogue and not having the tools to get beyond that that's stopping them in their path. We're not taught, you know, when you grow up, here's a tool for conflict resolution. Here's a tool for you when you meet an obstacle. Here's a tool for you to go forward. In fact, I read a quote out of a Deepak Chopra's book, The Hidden Secrets. And one of the things he said is that most people, how they deal with trauma is they watch television. They just go in avoidance mode. Wow. And that doesn't bring you any closer to resolution. And I discovered that's true with most people, right? Whether you're a leader in a business, you know, a big challenge hits, you go into avoidance mode instead of having the tools. If you don't possess the tools, you can't go anywhere without the tools that you need to get to the success that you want.
That's really amazing. I like the way you put that, because you know, a lot of people they feel, you know, if you don't have the tools to, you know, to deal with the things going on in your life, you have a feeling to feel like you're just totally out of control, and you just feel frustrated and get aggravated. And I know, Don, you've probably seen me get aggravated a time or two, and you know, that's just who I am. But these are things that all of us, ladies and gentlemen, we all have to deal with. And if we're honest with ourselves, then we can improve. Because when we try to hide the things, or just say, I'm not going to deal with that right now, or that's not me, all we're doing is just letting the problem fester within. And Don, you know, I just love the way Sherry's been talking about, you know, explaining some things here to us. And it really is, I'm getting a lot out of this show. How about you, brother?
Yeah, I'm taking notes here. And that was reminding me of some of the best leaders that I have ever worked with, that when there's an issue, it's like head on. It's like, no, there's no head faking it. There's no delaying looking at it. It's like, no, let's look at this. Let's understand it. Let's not blame people, which is a easy place for people to go, right? But the best leaders I've ever worked for, look at it. Don't make it personal. We're in this together. We'll examine how we got here later, but the house is burning down. Get the darn water.
Yeah. I like that.
Exactly. And so, you know, and when I talk about leadership, you know, so many times I was just at an event and there's 14,000 people in the audience. And I, you know, asked them how many of them were leaders. Well, initially only about 50% raised their hand. And then I said, how many of you have children? You know, then almost, you know, I would say 80% raised their hand. How many have to lead your children? Oh, okay. There we go. How many of you have to lead yourselves? Oh, everybody's hand went up. So, you know, the truth is we are all leaders in some aspect, whether we're leading ourselves or we're leading our kids or we're leading a group of people. You know, we all need the tools to be a good leader. And once you have those tools, once you're locked into them and you understand them and you get the concept of them, then you're able to move through your trauma, move through your, you know, your crises much faster. It doesn't stop them from happening, because they will happen, but it allows you to navigate them so much faster and to get out of them so much quicker and get back to that place of success and the feeling of success, you know, almost in twice or three times quicker than if you didn't have them.
Yeah, I tell you, I just looking at your notes here, and one of the things that, you know, if someone sees, if they want to be a great athlete and they see the Olympian on TV, they're thinking, wow, that person, I want to be just like that person. But Sherry, you talk here about how you went from a tailspin to becoming an Olympian. And you said you had to deal with deep depression to overcome a two-time Olympian.
I did. You know, and the depression occurred because I didn't have any tools. As my family was going through some crisis, as I was going through some crisis, I had no tools. And so what do? You look for something to relieve the, you know, the misery. Well, my form was alcohol, right? So I didn't have any tools, so I reached for alcohol. It became my pain medicator, which just drives you into deeper depression. You know, that's not a tool. It's not something that it helps you get better. It helps you get worse. And so, you know, I was at the very, very, very bottom, really, of the barrel. And I said, okay, there's three things I can do. Number one, I can kill myself, right? Number two, I can keep the status quo doing what I'm doing, which is making me miserable. Or number three, I can change. And lucky for me, I opted for change. I said, this is enough, right? This is enough. Let me start taking steps toward success. And that's why, you know, I'm the expert, because I've been there. I've been in people's shoes. I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to be at the bottom of the barrel. And I also know that it's possible to get to the top.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you all the way there, because when you were talking about that, when I came back from Vietnam, I got out in 1971 from the United States Army. I took a long break in service. So I drank a lot during the 1970s, and I just got sick and tired of it, and I quit cold turkey January the 1st, 1981. And I'm just so glad that I did, because it's a choice. I chose to drink, and then I made a choice not to drink. And we probably got about 30 seconds left. Andy Don, you want to pitch in on anything there?
I just like to know, maybe we can talk about this when we come back, but if somebody's out there, Sherry, and they're not getting the results that they want, whether in their profession or in their life, what would be the first thing they should do? So maybe I know we only got a few seconds left, so maybe let's think about that over the break, and let's talk about that when we come back.
Sounds great.
Yeah, absolutely, because we've got a lot of good information here, and I hope I can get to all the information that she has shared with us, because, ladies and gentlemen, I really appreciate Sherry and what she's given. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, a video is worth a thousand pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Gifts may gladden girls, but they seem to burden guys. That's what a recent study by Live Science says. Women respond with happy gratitude when they receive a present, but when a man unwraps a gift, he immediately feels a sense of obligation to the giver. Even those women who really don't like getting presents are pretty good at faking a smile. What do you call a person who fakes a smile? An exodesiast.
According to psychologists, men tend to keep mental notes of what they got from whom and check it against their own generosity. Women, on the other hand, take gift-giving much less seriously. I guess ever since Eve gave Adam the apple, there's been trouble between sexes about gifts. Have you ever unwrapped a G-Food jet? That's another name for any gift you'd just rather put in the garbage.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And we have the privilege today of having a two-time Olympian with us and Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, you are the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com. And I understand you guys got some complimentary gifts over there right on the homepage. Is that right, brother?
We do. Right smack in the middle. Go to SpeakersPathway.com. You'll see, get your complimentary gifts. Couldn't be plainer. Click on that, you'll see something from every one of our executive training directors. For example, Koji Somaldi, who's our video expert, will do an analysis of your video content across your social media platforms. So super valuable stuff. Just go to speakerspathway.com, right smack in the middle, click on the big old button.
That's really amazing because, ladies and gentlemen, I know for a fact you can get one complimentary gift or two or three, you know, just whatever you need there that's available, help yourself. And we're also joined today by Coach Sherry Wynn, two-time Olympian. And, you know, she's just one of our members of the speakerspathway.com. Dandy Don, right before the break, you wanted her to talk a little bit more on a subject. What was that subject, sir?
Yeah, you know, if somebody's listening to this and they're thinking to themselves, gosh, I'm just not getting the success in my life. I'm not getting the success in my career. I'm not getting success in my relationship. I'm not getting the success in my fulfillment. I asked Sherry, what would she recommend? What would be the one thing that she would recommend them do? So, Sherry, tell us what your thoughts are.
Well, you know, you can't do it alone. And I think that that's the biggest thing is to recognize, like, you know, there are certain things you can do to help yourself. But obviously, you can start reading books that are going to help you. You can start listening to podcasts like this one, or you can start, watching great YouTube videos that will inspire you. You can start reflecting and meditating. But really, the first step is to go ask for help. So go ask. Like, it depends on how severe you are, but if you've got a challenge in your life, and it's not like, I'm not talking about super, super severe, but I'm just saying, if you have a challenge in your life, go get a coach, go get a personal coach. I know that, you know, it's one of the things that I do. I help people and, get out of the places they're at. I have several clients right now, you know, one young lady who was talking to me, and she's been in a terrible relationship. She's had emotional abuse in the past. And, you know, her goal was, and she heard me speak at an event. Right after the event, I said, I'll give away seven free 30-minute calls. And so the first seven people that got there, I'm willing to help them out. And, she was up there like immediately, and she said, this is what's going on. I want the call. And what I've been able to do with her is I've given her three free calls, just free, because she wanted help. And she took every time that we had a conversation, I gave her a winning success steps for her to move forward, because I wanted her, because she wanted it and she was willing to do something. I don't give away free that often, but in this case, I just felt like there was a person who really was ready to move forward and didn't have the means to do it. And I was willing to step in and help her for a few calls. But if you're not willing to take that first step to go get help, to go seek help, to go get people who've been through it, who've done the work, who've read books, who've already been through, you know, some coaching themselves, it's going to take you a lot longer. And we can, you know, I can do that in probably half the time for you, help you see what you're not seeing and give you some tools to move forward immediately.
And what's your website for people like to know more about you and get in touch with you and get familiar with you?
So right now it's Coach Wynn at CoachWynnSpeaks.com, and you'll be able to stay on that one for a while. I'm changing to the WinningLeadershipCompany.com. I'm really excited about that, moving myself forward. But right now, if you look for Coach Wynn at CoachWynnSpeaks.com, even when the URL changes, it will lead you to that site. You can find me at that site, or you can just email me at Coach Wynn at CoachWynnSpeaks.com, and that's two I's, that's two N's, W-I-N-N right now.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, we'll put all that information into the report there on the show, and when it gets published, so you don't have to worry about getting going to the wrong place. We'll make sure you get to the right place there. Just click on the link there, and in addition to being a great speaker and a great motivator, a great coach, a 2-time Olympian, you're also a fantastic author. Would you share with some of the things you've written about, and also your reason why you want to become an author? Let's tackle that one there first.
Well, the biggest thing is as a basketball coach, I knew I was impacting and influencing lives, but it was such a small group of people. I mean, there was 12 people on my team every year, three people would graduate, so there's 3 new people. So it's a very small group of people, and not that that wasn't important to me, because it was. But I really knew that there was a bigger message, and that I had grown enough after all the books I've read, hundreds of books that I've read, after all of the personal coaching I've received from different people. I've been in personal coaching for about 15 years, having other people help me, get me to a higher level. I decided that, the best way to do this is to write books so that more people could be impacted. And the best-selling book that I have right now is called Unleash the Winner Within You, A Success Game Plan for Business Leadership and Life. And that one sells pretty quickly. When I go on, I just got off another trip. I was in Kentucky just recently, like 2 days ago, and sold out one of my books there. And I just discovered that, when people, it's a great medium for people who are out there who can't maybe afford personal coaching, or can't get to an event. It's right there for them. It's a great way to share a message, and a great way for people, because it changed my life. I mean, like Dandy Dunn was talking about, he read a book that changed his life. I read a book that changed my life. And so my hope and my prayer and my wish is to really help people who want to be successful, who are tired of living the way they've lived, and to really make a quick shift into success.
Absolutely, because I tell people every day, and I need it, and you need it, we all need it. We don't have to explain that we need to eat food every day for nourishment and drink water and that sort of thing. But we also need to have a good, nourishing information for our mind, because that's very, very important, very, very critical, because our mind is just like being a receiving station. And if you're picking up negative stuff all the time, that's just going to hang in there. So I really appreciate what you're doing there with all the books that you've written there, and just being a great author. And Dandy Dunn, you're also an author, aren't you, sir?
I've written a bunch of books. I say, 6 books to be exact, but 4 good ones, 4 good ones. 2 that are stinkers, and I don't really admit to them that often. Yeah. But I coach people about writing books, and I've read Sherry's writing, and it's a gift to be able to write like you speak. And Sherry has it. So I'm telling you right now, if you're listening to this and you're getting value from what Sherry is speaking with us about, buy her book. It's really, really good. Her writing is really good. She is able to write like she speaks. And like I said, it's not a gift that I see very often. So she's a great writer. You'll love her books. Go get it right now.
Oh, thank you. That was really sweet of you. Yeah, you can find it on Amazon, or you can find it on my website, www.coachwinspeaks.com. And also right now, would love to offer some, a free gift for anybody who's listening. And that free gift would be, first of all, I'll give you a free coaching call, 30 minutes free coaching call. And I will guarantee you this. At the end of the coaching call, I will give you winning success steps to take you further. And here's my guarantee to anybody who takes a free coaching call. You email me, I'll give you a free coaching call. If you do the winning success steps, I will give you a second call for free, absolutely free. Nothing involved there. But you have to do the success steps that I offer you at the end of the call.
That is amazing. Thank you, Sherry. I mean, my goodness. I mean, I imagine there's going to be some people out there that says, holy smokes, I got to take advantage of that. And you're exactly right. And Don, is it okay if I use your email address for that free coaching call? No, but sincerely, that's how valuable it is. And we're always looking for, good information, good ways to improve ourselves. And thank you so much, Sherry. That's simply amazing. And like at speakerspathway.com, we have complimentary gifts there. I mean, one person comes to mind is Dustin Matthews, one of the executive training directors. We've had Dustin on the show. And Dustin's special thing is that he likes to teach people about how to get out of debt. And I remember one thing that Dustin said, we had him on the show, Dandy. He says, you know, you go to college and no one really teaches you how to balance a checkbook or how to start a business or how to do this or how to do that. And that's his special sauce, isn't it?
It is, and he's absolutely fantastic at it. And we're so blessed to have the whole team that each one of them brings. Is like they bring their superpower to the team, and we're really blessed to have a great team.
Yes, sir, we really are. And, you know, Sherry, you also were very kind to give the Speaker's Pathway a very strong, positive testimony. We want to thank you for that publicly, me and Don do, because it's just, you know, something that we didn't expect. And we're very, very grateful. And thank you so much for that. And Sherry, you're also, in addition to be a coach and a speaker and, you know, an author and all the, how do you find time to relax? And what do you like to do for fun?
Well, you know, I think that's a great, I think that, you know, what you mentioned right there is really important for everybody is the balance in your life and where do you find the balance and how do you achieve balance? And, you know, part of that is really, you know, to think about what do I love to do for fun and why is fun so important and why is laughter so important? Because that is feeling yourself every single day with joy. I mean, if you don't fill yourself with joy, it's hard to give it back out. So, you know, I do. I exercise every day. I don't always achieve the amount of meditation I want, but I do meditate every day, whether that's like 3 minutes or whether it's 20. And I love to have fun with neighbors. I mean, like last night I had people over here. We played a board game. We laughed for an hour and a half. And it's just reaching out to do, you know, making time for that fun stuff in your life and remembering how important it is to laugh.
It really is, because a lot of times, you know, I've heard it said, and I like this, it says, we focus on counting pounds, we focus on counting money, but do we focus on quality time, you know, the amount of time we spend with others, you know, family and friends, and just like you mentioned about the board game there, and just having good fellowship, you know, wholesome fellowship, and that's very, very important. And you talk about treating yourself, I guess I need to change my attitude, because first thing popped in my mind, I'm still stuck on them donuts.
Donuts, my mind was going with same place, Jim. You and I are on the same.
We're wired, brother. We're wired.
I really like that, Sherry. I mean, fun is important. It's important to. This isn't a practice swing, right? If there's something you really want to do, don't wait. Go do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You only have this, and it goes, life goes by so fast. And if you're not taking action today, if you don't listen to this call today and take action today, it'll be a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And then the moment's passed, right? Mm-hmm. It's the law of diminishing intent. The every second that you don't take action, your intent is diminished and nothing changes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. Next week, we'll have Mr. Bill Henrick as our guest. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful weekend.